Last week, Republican Governor Phil Scott confirmed that he'll veto the Vermont legislature's budget and property tax bills. The veto session needed to resolve those pieces of legislation won't come until June 21st, but both sides say they hope to have a deal struck well before then. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Last Friday, less than 24 hours after the legislature adjourned, Governor Phil Scott held a press conference. Prior to the session's close, Scott had been pretty clear about what he planned to do with the budget and property tax bills if lawmakers did not heed his call for a statewide contract for teacher health benefits. He used Friday's press event to put to rest any remaining ambiguity.
I called this press conference today to articulate clearly I intend to veto H 518 and H 509.
If Vermont doesn't have a budget in place by July 1st, the state constitution forbids allocation of any funds for government services. And the prospect of a government shutdown heightened the stakes in this political game of chicken between Scott and lawmakers. But Scott's veto declaration included a surprising addendum. If he and lawmakers can't find agreement over the issue of teacher health care, he'll sign the budget as is to avoid destabilizing government. By revealing his endgame, Scott seemed to play into lawmakers' hands. Now that they'll know he'll eventually sign the budget no matter what, they could theoretically walk away from the negotiating table and declare victory. Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash says it's not quite that simple.
It's not just the budget the governor has threatened to veto, it's also the property tax bill.
And without that bill, Ash says Vermont will soon encounter some choppy waters.
If vetoed and the legislature didn't do anything, would put a $400 million hole in our education fund, which would be a big problem. So we have to come back to the table one way or the other, because whether it's the budget or the property tax bill, we would have a major crisis on our hands.
Ash says he plans to reach out to Scott this week to resume talks over the administration's proposal to use a statewide contract for teacher health benefits. Scott says the move is needed to save $26 million a year in teacher health costs. Ash and House Speaker Mitzi Johnson say the governor's proposal infringes on the collective bargaining rights of public employees, and they say the plan needs to be vetted more thoroughly before lawmakers can responsibly sign off on it. On Tuesday, Speaker Johnson held a conference call with her House leadership team to plot their next steps.
We are right now just looking at our options. We're just taking a moment to reflect with our constituents about what's the best policy for Vermont.
Johnson says the House is ready to work with the governor, but that it isn't ready to abandon core principles in the interest of cutting a political deal.
So I think the things we'll be focused on are making sure the money that is being saved currently in the system goes back to taxpayers, and that the conversations really stay in our local communities.
Ash says he plans to run some possible compromise measures by members of the Senate this week, and he says it's imperative that the House, the Senate, and the governor find a middle ground before lawmakers return for the veto session next month.
It's important not only to not have a fiasco on those couple days of the veto session, it's also important to give predictability to people in the outside world who depend on that state budget.
Governor Scott says he's eager to hear lawmakers' ideas. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.